This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends. And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you got a comment or success story you'd like to share, if you have a review about our two skin health products or longevity products, we love hearing those. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products or sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team, call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can purchase all your favorite longevity products off our website. And you can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can earn thank you checks associated with having your own business, work as many or as few hours as you like, and you can make a significant income, or you can make just a part-time income. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about the electronics of the living system, the colloidal crystal nature of the living system. Everything, the human body, like all living systems, bacteria, plants, animals, fungi, yeast, algae, every living system is made up of colloids. If it's a cell, it's made up of colloids inside the cell. Single cell organisms are colloidal in nature. Colloidal meaning they have a certain structure, and colloidal systems tend to be crystalline systems. And this colloidal nature of living systems, this crystalline colloidal nature of living systems, is associated with some pretty interesting characteristics. For one thing, colloidal crystalline systems, like cells and tissues and bodies, create an electrical environment. Colloids organize structures and organize fluids so that they become highly electrical. Colloids are tiny little particles, many of them are as small as thousands of times thinner than a human hair. These colloidal particles can't be seen with the human eye. If you look at a colloidal system, it looks clear. But if you shine a light through a colloidal system, you'll see that it's cloudy because the light is dispersed. But if you just look at it with your eye, you can't really see the colloidal system. It looks like a clear system. Anyway, these colloids just suspend in a medium. It doesn't have to be a fluid medium. It could be air. You can create colloids in air. Clouds are examples of colloids that are in air. Smoke is made up of colloids that are in a non-fluid medium. But anyway, in the biological system, it tends to be water. Biological fluids and colloids together create an electrified living system. I've often said that the body is structured like raisin bread. The raisins are the cells, and the bread are the stuff around the cells. Well, the cells are hanging in the raisins. Everything's hanging in some kind of medium, like raisins hang in bread. And this hanging effect in the body creates an electrical system that's absolutely packed with electron movement, with electrical energy, electrons flowing. And the electricity is critical for allowing us to be responsive to our environment, for allowing bodies to be responsive to the environment. The electrical medium does a couple things. First of all, the electrical medium allows the body to remain stable. It gives it a certain stability. Cells and tissues and organs are, and the various structures of the body are really complex. They shouldn't really hold together. So, nothing should hold together in the body. It should all fall apart because it's so complex. A system that's made up of so many working parts and coordinated processes and everything interconnected like gears in a watch, in the most high-tech watch you can imagine, this should not remain integrated. But it does, at least for a few decades. It remains pretty amazingly integrated till we're in our 50s and 60s in terms of the human body. There's this kind of force that's integrating the whole thing into a coherent whole, and that is the electromagnetics. The body is held together electromagnetically via the colloids and the fluids. And when we truly understand this coordination and coherency of the entire system that makes up the body, we'll understand why modern medicine, which is based on reductionism, that is based on how the individual parts and specialties, and then diagnostics that focus on individual markers, biochemical markers, TSH and estrogen levels, testosterone levels and blood glucose, etc., liver enzymes. When we understand that the body is a coordinated whole, we'll understand why the medical model has failed us, why the medical model has been unable to crack the puzzle, the riddle of chronic disease and health. The medical model fails because it doesn't see the body as an integrated whole. It doesn't respect the body as an integrated whole. The philosophy of medicine, which was born in the 1600s, basically, even before primitive medicine, but modern medicine was born in around the 1600s. It analyzed the parts of the body and tried to figure out when something was wrong, which part was screwing up, and then just yanked it out. It didn't respect that the body was coordinated together electromagnetically at the quantum level. It couldn't in 1600. They didn't know anything about that. They didn't know. It didn't even cross their minds in their wildest imaginations to think that the body was sewn together with light and electricity and coordinated with light and electricity so tightly that the whole body can be regarded as one field, a biophoton electromagnetic field, a light electricity field. And then when you manipulate any part of it, whether it's through drugs or surgery or ablation, i.e. destruction, this information field that we're given at birth that is designed to run perfectly, it can't help but be damaged by the tools of the medical model. It can't help but sometimes permanently damaged by the tools of the medical model. And this brings us to the second reason why the colloidal nature of the body is so important, because it's flexible. It allows for change. Not only does our colloidal system generate electrical charges, and not only is it held together with electrical charges, but colloidal systems are also responsive. They adjust based on the environment. They're especially responsive to electricity, and they literally, not only does it generate electricity, it's responsive to electricity, and colloidal systems will take on a different shape as electrical energy changes. That's how the body functions inside. It takes on literally different shapes. Cells take different shapes. Structures take different shapes. Tissues take different shapes as electricity flows in and out of them. And so when the electrical energy of the colloidal system changes, the entire structure, the entire system changes. It's one unified field. And it's like you can imagine a little dial that when you turn the dial, the entire structure, the internal milieu, the environment of the system changes. Chemists call these system changes phases. And colloidal systems go through phase changes. They change system in response to electrical energy. Where does electrical energy come from? Food. And also nutrition, nutritional supplementation. Food and nutrients are the main mark, the main stimuli of electrical energy through the body. You can throw in thoughts and emotions into that picture as well. Food, thoughts, emotions, movement, and oxygen. These all have major impacts, play major roles on how the system is going to be shaped from an electromagnetic perspective. Doctors in the 1600s didn't know that. Scientists in the 1600s didn't know. Nobody knew it in the 1600s. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number, and 866-735-2470 is the phone number if you're interested in checking out the Longevity products or the Longevity business opportunity. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470 if you'd like information about the Longevity business opportunity. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to make a little bit of money or a lot of money full-time business, part-time business, and of course you can always just get your products at the wholesale price if that's all you want to do. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, so the body is held together electromagnetically, and it all has to do with the colloidal nature of the body. Electromagnetics and colloids go hand in hand. In industry, colloidal systems are literally created by running electrical energy through colloids, through minerals, through specific mineral blends that when electrical energy is run through them, they take shape. They take shape like colloids, and it's well known that the highest quality colloidal systems are produced in electromagnetically. So there's a major relationship between electromagnetics and colloids, and there's a major relationship between colloids and health. So there's a major relationship between electromagnetics and health, and that has to do with the entire body, especially at the cell level, which is, of course, the basic level. The cell is a colloid, and a cell will change and do its business based on electrical energy that runs through it. The electrical energy that runs, you got to really zoom in into the tiny nature of a cell, and you'll see when electrical current, it's not really electrical current, it's really electrons, run through that cell membrane, the shape of the inside of the cell shifts. And by the way, because colloids and crystals, colloidal crystals, I should say, can emit light in different wavelengths, every time you get a phase shift, you get color changes. So if you could but see it, a cell as it's going through its all of its business would be changing colors, kaleidoscoping from reds to blues to greens to purples to yellows. It would be the most beautiful thing in the world if you could just see it. If we could just see it. And so anyway, as electrical energy changes in the cell, the shape inside the cell changes, and the cell will secrete things, or it will beat if it's a heart cell, contract if it's a muscle cell, fire if it's a nerve cell. This, in a nutshell, is how the body works at the most fundamental levels. Electrical energy in the form of electrons, which are carried, by the way, on sodium and potassium and calcium and magnesium. And chloride, this is why these things are so important. These electrolytes are so important because they're carrying the electrical energy into the cell, and they're required for information to be able to, for the cell to be able to process information. So as it gets electrical energy, it changes shapes, and that's how it does its business. And guess what? It's all controlled by the membrane, by the outside part of the cell membrane, which is made up of essential fats and fatty acids and lecithin and phospholipids. Healthy membranes control the flow of electricity, which ultimately controls the flow of, controls the activity inside a cell and actually controls the genetics of a cell. This is why the membrane is the key element. Between the membrane and the electrolytes, you have the control point of the cell, which determines how healthy we're going to be. Fibroblasts will make collagen, cardiocytes, heart cells will pulse, muscle cells will contract, skin cells will grow, stomach cells will squirt out acid, etc., etc. Every cell will do its business based on how the membrane allows electricity to flow, creating changes in electrical energy, which changes the structure of the inside cell, literally changes the structures inside the cell. A cell has filaments and a skeletal structure. All of that changes. You get an entirely different cell, basically. If you want to think about it that way, from a quantum and electrical perspective, the cell completely changes. The interior of the cell does a phase shift. It's all based on its colloids. All of this means that the body is a field of information based on cells. If we understand the language, if we can speak body, we can assess what's going on in the body by reading it, by reading the symptoms. The symptoms are meant to be read. Symptoms of disease are meant to be interpreted like clues. They're communications. We want to interpret our systems. Are our symptoms. We want to interpret our symptoms. We want to read our symptoms. Our high blood pressure is a symptom. And we want to be able to read it. It is loaded with information about cortisol, about insulin, about blood sugar, about psychological stress. This is all called listening to the body, paying attention to the communication. And guess what? You don't need to be a doctor to do it. In fact, doctors can't. They're not trained in doing it, we'll say. In fact, our healthcare system is based on doctoring the information, not listening to the information, doctoring the information. What does it mean to doctor something? It means to commit a fraud. When you doctor evidence, that's not a good thing. When you doctor your taxes, that's not a good thing. And we have a healthcare system that doctors the information that's coming from the body. It changes it artificially, like a crooked cop will doctor evidence. Or a tax cheat will doctor their 1040s, their tax forms. Instead of listening to the evidence, we promote doctoring the evidence. We promote shutting up the evidence, saying, shut up, we don't want to listen to you. Cutting off the evidence tongue, that's what a thyroidectomy is. They take your thyroid out if you have Graves' disease. That's like telling the thyroid, that's like cutting off the thyroid's tongue, metaphorically. Or you have a gallbladder problem, they take out your gallbladder or your tonsils or ablate your heart if it's out of rhythm. Or we poison it. Instead of listening to the information, instead of paying attention, we poison it. We make it submit to our will with a calcium channel blocker or a beta blocker. But guess what? It can't help but cause a problem somewhere. They call those side effects. And there's no drug that doesn't have them. So, yeah, you can try to poison the information so you don't have to hear it, but there's going to be a price to be paid. There is a clear relationship to responsive information, an ability to respond effectively to the environment and health. When we are diseased, the information is somehow not making it to the cell. As we get disease and as we age, we tend to lose the ability to transmit information effectively. And by effectively, I mean effectively for our environment. Our body loses shape. It loses form. It has less information. It's less coherent. It's less organized. We get blobified as we get old. This is what happens as we get old. We turn into blobs. And it's not just our muscles and our skeletal structure that turns into blobs. Our chemical reactions don't occur with the same crispness, the same sharp nature where you have an environmental change and then you have a chemistry change. Instead, we have an environmental change and we have a blobby chemistry change. It happens slowly. It doesn't happen with responsiveness. A blob has way less information than sharp lines and sharp edges. And guess what happens to everybody? We all blobify. When we're in the prime of our lives, our bodies are toned structurally, and our chemistry is toned in the sense that it's very quickly responsive to the environment. It responds to the environment instantly and quickly. When we blobify, we don't respond to the environment as effectively. There's more information in a youthful toned body than in a blobby one, and there's more chemical information in a young, healthy body than there is in an old, diseased one. We get plastic surgery, by the way, to imitate a body with information. This is why plastic surgery doesn't really look so good, because you're imitating a body of information, but underneath you don't have the same information, not in the same form, and it looks really weird. Hi, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Mosques across the USA are now getting extra security after a pair of terrorist attacks in New Zealand at two mosques leave 49 people dead and dozens more injured. The police commissioner there says most of the victims were gunned down at one mosque in Christchurch as Friday prayers were commencing. Some of the attack was streamed on one of the suspect's Facebook accounts. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking of the attack at the State Department moments ago.
The United States condemns this hateful assault. We pledge our unwavering solidarity with the government and people of New Zealand in this hour of darkness.
At least four suspects in custody. A resolution passed by the House and Senate that tries to undo the president's declaration of an emergency at the southern border expected to be vetoed before the day is over. And this is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got lines open, and we'll get your calls here in just a moment. Call 866-735-2470 if you're interested in the longevity products or longevity business opportunity, and check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. Okay, we'll continue talking about colloids and colors and dirty blood. Dirty blood is a colloid problem. Colloids have charges, electrical charges that allow them to separate out. They kind of repel each other. But as we get sicker, one of the manifestations of sickness and blobification, as I like to call it, is dirty blood. Dirty blood is an example of blobification. But we'll continue talking about that one tomorrow or on our next Bright Side episode. 844-236-6010 is our number. Hot off the presses from CNN News. Three or more eggs a day increase your risk of heart disease and early death, according to a study. It's been debated for years. Are eggs good or bad for you? People who eat three or four eggs a day have a higher risk of both heart disease and early death compared to those who eat fewer eggs. New research finds. Well, this is the difference between being an epidemiologist and being a biochemist. See, if you're an epidemiologist, you study people's habits. That's what epidemiology is. Epidemiology is the study of people's lifestyles and behaviors. And when you read things like people who eat more eggs or have been shown to have higher rates of heart disease, or people who eat saturated fats have higher rates of dementia, blah, 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 what you're reading about is epidemiological studies, which are really based on people's habits as assessed by the people. They ask the people how many eggs a day they ate. They ask the people what they had for breakfast, what they had for lunch. They ask the people, and then they compile the data. Getting your data by asking people is not a good way to get your data, not because people are bad or not because people are mean, but because people don't remember things, don't recall what they ate. And if you ate eggs, if people ate three eggs a day and had more risks of having heart disease, I wonder, did they have bacon with the eggs? I wonder, did they have toast with the eggs? I wonder, did they have potatoes with the eggs? I wonder, how were the eggs cooked? There's all kinds of questions that you want to ask. They're just attributing it to the cholesterol in the eggs. And if you're a biochemist, you would make no such nonsensical mistake, because biochemists know that eating cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease or heart attacks. Biochemists know that eating cholesterol is an important source of raw material for making nerve cells and brain cells and vitamin cortisol and estrogen and vitamins like vitamin D. A whole host of biochemical substances come from cholesterol, and if you don't eat it, your body's going to make it, and if you eat it, your body will make less of it. Biochemists know this, but epidemiologists don't, or at least they don't pay attention to it because they're busy interviewing people, ask them what they had for dinner or breakfast. So, anyway, this is published in JAMA. Don't pay any attention to it if you're interested in eating eggs or you're interested in keeping your heart healthy. Now, cooking your eggs, there's something to be said for keeping your eggs not heated, because cholesterol can very readily turn into something called oxycholesterol, which is oxidized cholesterol, and you got to be careful there. So you don't want to super fry your eggs or overcook them, and you want to use antioxidant nutrients like vitamin E and selenium and alpha-lipoic acid, and vitamin C. And these are all ways to protect your cholesterol from oxidizing, and it's a much better health strategy than trying to stay away from nature's most powerful food, or one of, or probably nature's most nutritionally complete and nutritionally dense food, and that's what an egg is. It's nature's most complete food. There's no more complete food in all of nature than an egg. All right. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's see here. I'm going to do one more, and then we'll get your phone call. So hang on there. Eating more mushrooms reduces the risk of mild brain decline. Another epidemiological study. This one talks about how people who ate mushrooms twice a week, one of six types of mushrooms, oyster mushrooms, shiitake mushrooms, white button mushrooms, dried mushrooms, golden mushrooms, and tinned mushrooms, had performed better in brain tests and were found to have faster processing speed. And this was particularly noticeable in those who ate more than two portions of mushrooms per week. Mushrooms contain antioxidants. Mushrooms contain immune boosters. Mushrooms contain a lot of nutritional value, including vitamin D, selenium, which are both of which are important for nerve cells. So it makes sense. Still an epidemiological study, and you got to be a little bit careful with those. Nonetheless, it does not diminish the fact that mushrooms can be a very helpful food for a lot of reasons, being packed with nutrients. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Shauna in Idaho. Good morning. What's up, Shauna?
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm going to real quick and then put you on mute since I'm doing my child care center here.
Okay.
Question is, I had a friend who had polyps in his colon. They took out like 10 to 12 inches.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Had what?
Polyps.
Polyps. Okay, gotcha.
in the colon.
Okay.
And I'm like, aren't those going to come back again? That's just like you're saying, Louise, that's doctoring what's going on. And then one of these times, I would like to hear how you eat.
How I eat personally? Oh, I think we lost Shauna. Shauna went. All right, so I didn't hear your second question, Shauna. I'm sorry. I'm not sure where you went. But polyps, they can happen anywhere in the body, the colon, the rectum, the nose. Any of the hollow parts of the body can generate polyps, and they usually have to do with irritation. It usually has to do with it's basically just a bunch of cells that form on the internal lining of a structure. And it's a growth, basically. Whenever you have growths, you have stress on cells. That's basically what growths are. It could be mechanical stresses, toxicity stresses, biochemical stresses inside the colon. It could be nutritional deficiencies that do it. If it's in the colon, I would be paying attention to what I ate. Very, very, very close attention to what I ate. You're not going to have polyps in the colon unless the environment in the colon is somehow stressful to the cells. And that, of course, if it's the colon, that environment, that stress is probably coming in from food. Nutritional deficiencies can compound the problem or even cause the problem. So your main strategies are going to be control your food and make sure you get on a supplement program. Controlling your food, food diary, elimination diet, look for your symptoms, your digestive symptoms, link them to foods. I cannot express this with more firmness, how the importance of linking your digestive system, digestive symptoms to foods. Always going back to digestive symptoms and linking them to foods and then eliminating those foods. That's the elimination diet, of course. And then using nutrients like probiotics, good bacteria, fiber, glutamine powder, polysaccharides, proteoglycans and polysaccharides from a bone soup, cartilage-containing products. Arthritis medicine is great for the gut. Arthritis medicine is great for the gut, just like you build connective tissue in the joints with your arthritis supplements, arthritis nutrients, glucosamine, chondroitin, vitamin C, essential fatty acids, zinc, manganese, all of these nutrients that are important for building connective tissue in the joints are also important for building connective tissue in the digestive tract, helping prevent or helping reverse or eliminate leaky gut syndrome, but also for polyps as well. Building connective tissue can be important. And don't forget vitamin A, very, very important for growth, whether you have polyps or cysts or fibroids, any kind of excessive amounts of growth, vitamin A. A couple other things, hang tight. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. 844-236-6010 is our number.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Let's see here. We're talking to Shauna. I guess we got Shauna back. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Shauna.
You didn't. I probably did.
No worries.
Holding a baby and phone.
Yeah. Okay, so what was your... your second, you had something else. Did I answer your question about the polyps, first of all?
Yes, you did. Awesome. So to keep that from coming back, it's got to change the diet.
Yeah, you got to change the way you eat, elimination diet, probiotics and fermented foods, digestive enzymes, fiber, all the digestive things, gluten powder, polyps. What's that?
So all that good stuff. But
all the good stuff.
We have been taught to eat wrong. How do you eat? What is
how do I eat? Well, it depends. How do I eat when I'm, bored or, want to just distract myself? It's different from how I eat when I'm eating right. So I'm not a paragon of eating virtue. I'm not saying that. I never, ever want to present myself as being some icon of eating. That's not me. Okay? I eat whatever. However, when I'm eating correctly, I tend to, stick with veggies. Don't eat a lot of food. And supplement, This morning I had a big old glass of cucumber juice, which I absolutely love, and celery, and it filled me up. I'm not going to need to eat breakfast for a while. Usually I'll have a smoothie for breakfast. Eggs and protein powder and various amino acids and essential fatty acid liquid and so a few different things. And I do that every day, And then I put a bunch of fiber in there and grind up flax seeds. You know what? That lasts me till about 3 o'clock, from about 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 5 or 6 hours. 10 to by 3 or 4, I'm feeling like snacking a little bit, although a lot of it is just boredom. I eat when I'm bored. I eat when I want to distract myself, and I'll eat crappy food when I want to do that. But if I'm eating really well, here's the thing about eating well, Shauna. When you eat well, you want to eat. It puts you on the road to eating well. It's harder to eat crappy food if you've been eating well all day. You know what I'm saying? That's why you want to start off all your meals with veggies or start off all your meals with veggie juices. It'll be easier to avoid other things because there's something psychological about eating well and staying eating well when you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? If you eat crappy, it's something psychological about staying eating crappy.
Yeah.
If you're eating well, it's a lot harder to eat crappy. So if you start off your day with celery juice or start off your meal with a salad, it's going to be harder to eat crappy later on. I find that, at least for myself. So, I don't want to use me as an icon. Eat lots of salads. Eat lots of veggies. Of course, you're going to be dealing with glyphosate for the most part, but you got to do what you, you know, that's all you can do, really. Make sure you're supplementing. Stay away from processed food. Bread is a, and starchy cereal types of processed food are especially problematic. If it's in a bag or a box, you probably don't want it. You know, that's that kind of thing. If you want a real, if you want a sweet snack, you know what I do? I'll take a banana and I'll dip it in almond butter, or I'll spread almond butter on top of it, and then some shredded coconut. And that's my sweet snack. And that is still a big old jolt of sugar, but you're getting protein from the almond butter. You're getting fiber from the banana. I mean, there's some good stuff that you're going to get. But, you know, it's tough to really eat well, which is why you want to eat less. Does that make sense? Eat less calories. Eat, put, give the body less work, and stick to veggies as much as possible. All right. I'm going to motivate here, Shauna. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Okay, take
Bye.
Care. Have a great day. Let's go to Barry in New Orleans. Barry, what's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I want. I have a friend who suffered a mild stroke, so I want to know what things she can be doing.
Yeah, there's a lot you can do with strokes. All right, first of all, stroke is about, it might, it's potentially the worst thing that can ever happen to a human being, potentially. I mean, if you have a stroke in parts of your brain, you could become paralyzed, you could be quadriplegic, paraplegic. It's an awful, awful thing. So what you want to do is you want to prevent that from happening, and you do that with nutritional supplementation, laying off the sugar, everything we talk about on this program. All right, once you have a stroke, you want to consider yourself to be a compromised human, a compromised human, to have a compromised human body. And all that means is you have to do everything somebody with a stroke has to do everything I have to do and everything you have to do, Barry, but just with more vigilance. The good news is the body is set up so that the sicker we are, the faster we turn it around. So a stroke victim can notice dramatic results from a nutritional supplement program and from changing the lifestyle, especially if it's a mild stroke. So I would be doing lots of things. First of all, liquid nutrients all day, every day. That means veggie juices, like we just talked about. Every day, veggie juices, celery, cucumber, spinach, kale, any veggies that they like, onions, garlic, spices in the veggie juices, every day. Stroke people, stroke victims, stroke patients, every day vegetable juices. Every day throughout the day beyond Tangy Tangerine. Throughout, just do it. Every day throughout the day. I have to do it too, but a stroke patient has to do it with more vigilance and with more diligence. So
right.
Every day beyond juices, all day long beyond Tangy Tangerine. I would be doing bone soup every day, liquid protein for reconstructing the body, as well as the connective tissue building substances that are in the bones and in the cartilage that will dissolve in the soup. And then also I'd be doing higher doses of vitamin C. You'll get vitamin C in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but I would do extra vitamin C. And then I would do all extra building nutrients, zinc and vitamin A, getting some sun for vitamin D, essential fatty acids, omega-6s and omega-3s, both of them, eating less calories but getting more nutrition. The more calories you get, the more resources are going to be diverted away from rebuilding and towards digestion, which is not what you're looking for if you have a stroke. You want to take those resources to building, not to digesting. That means you still need food. You still need nutrients, of course, and nutrition. That means a supplement program. Blood sugar has to be stable. Use nutrients to do that, for one. But best is just to avoid foods that stress the blood sugar system, cereals and breads and desserts and such. And then use nutrients that help the body process sugar. The Sweeties from Youngevity, the Glucogenics, new product from Youngevity. It's got a bunch of blood sugar stabilizing nutrients in it. I'd be doing the B vitamins throughout the day. You'll get some in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, but get something called a B100. You also get some B vitamins in your veggie juices, too. But get a B100 capsule. Do that throughout the day. And then vitamin A. I said 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day. Excuse me. Lesser than granules and digestive enzymes with all the meals for absorbing and digesting and assimilating the fatty nutrients. The fatty nutrients are the building nutrients. And without a fully functioning pancreas and digestive stomach and intestine, any problems along those lines, you're not going to be able to process or assimilate your fatty nutrients, and that's going to compromise healing as well. Exercise. Don't underestimate the importance of exercise for helping regenerate neural tissue, for help regenerating vascular tissue, for helping regenerate muscle tissue, for helping regenerate everything. You don't have to have, I've said this so many times before, I'll say it again, you don't need to have a full-blown gym membership to get a good exercise program. Just get them, if they can jump up and down on a rebounder, that's great. If they can stand on a balancing board, that could be helpful. If you can get a yoga mat and just do planks where you just hold your body up like you're doing a push-up, but you don't do the push-up, those are called planks, that can be helpful. There's all kinds of ways that you can build the body up using nutrition and using exercise and using calorie restriction as well. The ketogenic diet, by the way, that might be helpful. The ketogenic diet is a high-fat, low-calorie diet, and that might be helpful too. So lots and lots and lots of things you could do. There's only one reason why people don't do those things, and that's because they just flat out don't want to. Other than that, other than just not wanting to do it, there's really no reason not to do it because it's very easy, it's very inexpensive, and it's super helpful. Anything, does that help you, Barry?
Yes, does all that still apply? It was like a TSA stroke, a systematic style, I don't know, TSA stroke.
I don't know what that is, a TSH stroke. I haven't heard that term.
I know it was like a solid, you know, mild, okay, but anyway. Can you repeat once more the problem with these epidemiological studies?
They just interview you. They interview, or not you, but they interview like 1,000 people or 10,000 or however many people, and they ask them what they did. What did you eat for breakfast, Barry? And then you tell them what you had for breakfast. They write it down. Then they ask Joe what he ate for breakfast and Sam what he ate for breakfast and Jane what she ate for breakfast. And they compile all that information. The problem is people's memories don't serve them right. They're not necessarily honest all the time with what they're doing. And you don't really know what else they're doing in their life. So, for example, I gave you the example about the eggs. They may be eating potatoes with the eggs, and the potatoes may be raising their blood sugar. They may be eating bacon with their eggs, and they don't filter out for these things. So it's tough to draw conclusions, accurate conclusions, from epidemiology. But biochemistry, you say, okay, what's in an egg? Egg has got everything a human being needs to live. As long as it's not destroyed by cooking, you're getting all kinds of great nutrients. Great, great, great nutrients. Are you getting some cholesterol? Yeah, but cholesterol is an important nutrient also, even though it's not an essential nutrient. All right, I got to go, Barry. I hope I helped you. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.